Rashida Tlaib to Seth Meyers, racist idiots took my Holocaust comments out of context. By Joshua Kaplan on May 14, 2019. Appearing Monday evening on NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers, Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, was unapologetic about her remarks regarding the Holocaust, claiming racist idiots had twisted her words and quipped that she will speak like a fourth grader in an effort to be better understood. Tlaib, who has made several anti-Semitic statements since arriving in Washington last year, is yet again under fire for falsely claiming Palestinians offered a safe haven for Jews fleeing the Holocaust, whitewashing Palestinian opposition to Jewish immigration and its leadership's collaboration with Adolf Hitler. There is kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust, and the tragedy of the Holocaust, and the fact that it was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land and some lost their lives, their livelihood, their human dignity, their existence in many ways, have been wiped out, and some people's passports, Tlaib said on a recent episode of Yahoo News' Skullduggery podcast. The eyebrow-raising remarks drew strong rebuke from Republicans, including President Donald Trump and Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY. Democrat Rep. Tlaib is being slammed for her horrible and highly insensitive statement on the Holocaust, the president said on Monday. She obviously has tremendous hatred of Israel and the Jewish people. Can you imagine what would happen if I ever said what she said, and says? A day prior, Tlaib's office released a statement accusing Republicans and right-wing extremists of misconstruing her controversial comments. A partial transcript of Tlaib's interview with Meyers is as follows, via Real Clear Politics. Seth Meyers, so, the podcast, came out last week and a lot of people have been talking about it, both sides of the aisle. You were talking about the tragedy of the Holocaust and the words you used where it gave you a calming feeling because you were happy that it became a safe haven. Palestine, it became a safe haven for the Jewish people. Some criticized the use of calming feeling. You have said it was taken out of context. I want to give you a chance to provide some context. But I also think it's important. Because I want the Palestinian people also to find some sort of, you know, light in this kind of what's happening. But also, you know, in the end, I said I want all of us to feel safe. All of us deserve human dignity. No matter our backgrounds, no matter ethnicity, no matter even our political opinions, we all need and deserve that kind of equality and justice. And you know, for me, I wanted to uplift that and bring that to light. And it was unfortunate, you know, I got a text message from a friend who's like, hey, next time, you know, really clarify. Maybe talk like a fourth grader. Because maybe the racist idiots would understand you better. So I will continue to speak truth to power and continue to uplift my grandmother through love, and that's all I can do is continue to share the human impact of what it means to be Palestinian in the occupied territories.